everything's gonna be alright. People keep talking, they can say what they like, but all I know is everything's gonna be alright. No one get in the way of what I'm feeling. No one can get in the way of what I feel. I knew. Damn, I was so close. Beautiful train wreck, the show where keeping it real gets mildly offensive and awkwardly amusing. I am one of your hosts, Sarah.
I am Jay, reporting for booty duty. What? I don't know.
Makes it only fans. What?
That's not why. Never mind.
Okay, here we go. And we've already gotten awkwardly amusing.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so we are back for episode number 46.
Yes, 46.
My microphone's on.
I can't, you know, for the life of me, I can't think of anybody who wore number 46, a jersey.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not even like baseball or anything, because you know I'm a baseball fan too.
Right. I'm going to say Andrei Kirilenko was number 47.
That's right. And I actually have one.
You have a
Kirilenko jersey.
I'm going to say you have
to dust it off.
You have an AK-47?
No, shit. This is an open carry state.
Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you for listening, as you guys do so well.
Episode 46. We're glad that we made it this far.
Yep.
You know, most of us don't make it out of the hood, but we succeeded.
We did. I think it's because I have white parents.
Yes, that's probably exactly why.
Uh-huh.
The only reason why. Because they paid for your Harvard education.
They sure did. They sure did.
You're on
did.
The crew, the
yeah.
crew team.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
So.
And the track team, too.
You ran track? Is that the same as train?
No. I was waiting for you to correlate those two.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, guys, if this is your first time or your 46th time, we appreciate you all. So feel free to hook up your friends, families, frenemies, all them.
That's right.
Tell them to give us a listen.
Sure.
But hold up. But whatever you do, make sure y'all ain't listening at work.
Yeah, well, listen at work. Just make sure you got headphones or the capability to kind of be somewhere else to where, you know, people can't openly hear you. Not that we're talking about, like, you know, all kinds of crazy sexual positions and all kinds of stuff.
No.
Yeah. No. We never talk about that.
No. But I sure as fuck ain't editing any of these motherfucking words that come out of my mouth.
Okay. You're doing too much right
I
now.
Was. That was. That was egregious.
Sarah, go to church.
Oof.
Watch that shit burn down around.
Oof.
Anyway. Yes. So thank you guys for listening. Please be sure to tell your friends, select family members, and people who, if they're looking for something different, a different podcast to listen to, please come check us out.
Yeah.
Where can they check us out? Well, you can check us out on Google Play. Check us out on Sarah's just ready as shit to go. Google Play. Where else can they reach us, Sarah?
No, you do it. You finish it now, because okay. I thought you were teeing it up, and I was getting ready to say words, and I just was completely left hanging.
All right, cool.
So you finish. Go.
All right.
Do
well,
it.
Google Play, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, and Spotify.
Yep.
All those great platforms. Media outlets, platforms, whatever you like to call them. Please be sure to check us out.
We're there. You can find us.
We are absolutely there.
Yeah. Can I say things about social media?
Nope. I'm going to just say everything.
Okay.
Yep. So, social media-wise, you can check us... No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to let you go. So, we are on social media. You can find us on Instagram at the BTW Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the_BTW Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thebeautifultrainwreck. And you can also hit us up on the Gmails at thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Whew, it is a struggle already, y'all.
That's right.
This is going to be fun.
I know we talk about the beautiful train wreck, but it's a struggle bus, right?
Ew.
See what I said?
Different forms of transportation.
That's right.
Just call us the DMV.
That's right.
The actual DMV, not
So for those of you who we have not already annoyed to the point where you switch to another something to listen to.
Or fast forward 15 seconds.
Yeah, which is, you know, preferred if you're going to do one of the two. But
yeah.
This week we actually are going to be talking about a few things. A few things that we've kind of, some of which we've wanted to talk about. Some things that we're excited to actually talk about.
Yes.
So, you know, most notably, as we normally do, we talk
sports.
About our... Yeah, sports. We talk about our week in review,
which that too.
People manage to not give a fuck about, but that's all right. It's in our contract that we have to talk about it, so we just go
Is
ahead and
do that. Is it
the
Ernie Grunfeld contract?
No, what contract? The one that just ended?
The one that got Yamahimi here.
Yeah,
we're still
oh my God.
For.
Okay, we're not going to. Okay. We'll get into that in a little bit. So
we're
going
to do it.
Yeah. Talk about some things that have happened in history, recent history. So
kind of where were you when?
Yeah.
If you will.
Yes.
So. We're also, of course, we're going to talk about Jay's favorite thing is relationship situations.
You know it.
And how one might react to said situations.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So without any further ado.
Yep.
I'll never be able to speak French. I'll go to France and just.
Speak Spanish.
Just die.
Just die.
I could
perish.
I'd probably get away with
perish.
That.
You're going to lay down forever.
I'm going to Robert Parrish.
Oh, man. Okay. Jay.
Yes?
Tell us about your week.
All right. Well, I'll be completely honest with you. I went to work.
Uh-huh.
At a location that will remain nameless.
Uh-huh.
And I worked.
Oh, wow.
And then I came home.
You're productive with things.
I will say this, and I know this kind of ties into something we'll get into just after you tell us about your exciting week, but I got home. I was kind of going back and forth as to whether I was going to go to the Wizards game on Wednesday against the Chicago Bulls. I figured that, you know, I would, I'm like, yeah, let me have a chance to check out the Wizards game so they can, you know, I can go see
Hurt
them win one last
one
night.
More time?
Huh?
Oh, you said win.
Yeah, well, I could see them win. Yeah. And long story short, I didn't end up going to the game and I watched the game on TV excited because I was like, yeah, okay, cool. We'll have something to ride off into the season excited about. A boot. Yeah. Long story short, the Wizards lost to the Chicago Bulls, who have a worse record
again.
Than us. Yeah, again.
Again.
So on the season, we are actually 3-1 against them, which is very depressing. We lost twice to them at home.
The Bulls are 3-1.
Bulls are 3-1 against the Washington
Wizards.
We are
1-3 against the Bulls.
That's correct.
To be very clear.
Yeah, and to be even more clear about that. So Chicago literally were missing four. The only starter that was active on an already bad team was, is it Robin? Robin Lopez or Brooke Lopez?
It's
Robin.
It's Robin. Brooke's in.
Because Brooke's about to win a ring. Yeah.
Yeah, but I say Brooke is in a total, completely different situation than Robin.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, I don't know. I was really a shot in the dick. It really was. And I don't mean an enhancement shot. I mean, I'm talking about, I don't need that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was depressing. Depressing in the sense that, you know, you just want to kind of have something to kind of go off,
right?
You know, be happy about.
Let's get a tiny highlight before the season's over.
Yeah,
and then they lost to the Spurs last night.
Yeah, but that was expected. The Spurs actually have something to play for.
Yeah, but still,
I feel like you know that Wednesday's game against the Bulls was just like, oh, like who wants to lose more? And the Wizards wanted to lose more.
Ooh, we do.
Oh, we got this.
We don't want to win. Yeah. Fuck winning.
So it's a far cry from when the Wizards.
This time last year, we're watching every single game closely, thinking like, hey, what seed are we gonna get? Who are we gonna play? Where are we gonna play?
Yeah. So.
And also this is when we also had a chance to secure the 6th seed and instead we said, fuck it. Let's be the 8th seed.
8th seed it is.
let's be the 8th seed and try and upset the Raptors.
Yeah. Which was
spoiler alert. That didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean this is obviously a small tangent into what it is, but around this time of the NBA season, what you see is, you know, teams kind of shutting down players.
Yeah.
I shut down Devin Booker. The Suns did, you know. So do you shut down Beal?
Why?
Because of what happened to Derrick Rose, which essentially ended his career. I mean, okay, very different.
No.
Giving context
shut
to the
down?
Listeners.
No.
Giving context to that comment is, remember when Derrick Rose tore his ACL in the playoffs.
Correct.
They were up like 8 or 10 with like 50 seconds left in the game.
Man.
And he went up for a rebound and tore his ACL.
I get what
the premise and the idea is, but like the thing of it is, it's not like it was a high contact situation. He went up for a damn rebound.
Yeah, but there wasn't a reason for him to be in a game.
But it's a basketball move. It's not like he's over there doing round off back handsprings trying to save a ball to keep it alive. He went up for a damn rebound. If he could have gone up for a rebound in a playoff game, odds are, if it's going to tear like that, it was going to happen irregardless.
I just say protect your investment.
I get that. And again,
Who you yelling at, nigga?
Oh my God. It's like,
I just triggered Sarah. So they're about to flip the table. Titty all out, too.
I swear to God.
Getting all loud in the house.
Just told me to calm down.
Make Stephanie come down here. Who you getting loud with? You don't know me. I'm from Bolivia. I'm just kidding, baby. I love you.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, please go.
Yeah, man. Don't. Shutting people completely shutting people down. I can't.
What you want, daddy? A completey. Oh no, just hit me with a completey. This has been the beautiful train wreck.
Oh my God. Whew.
Okay.
I'm alive, I think.
We just coined a new term, guys. A completey. By the time you finish listening to this, this will be on Urban Dictionary. A completey is a hand job to completion. You know? Like, it's so, like, 2018 to say a hand job or a handy. Nah, I want a completey.
Did you just go like that?
I don't know. What did I do?
Anyway. Oh, guys. Okay. Back to what we were saying earlier. Man, shutting people down. Like, I understand what you're saying from a business perspective, and that's clearly I'm not in the biz. But it just seems, I don't like it. And I'm not even talking about it from like a, no, I pay good money for my tickets. I'm going to see them play. Because I don't. Right. That's a lie. But it's like, the Derrick Rose example, I understand the severity of it and what happened. But again, he went up for a rebound. It's not like he was trying to ball, like a stupid John Wall move, like drive through the paint, go up for the shot, and then came down weird. You know what I mean?
You know, and now that I think about it, and I definitely want to hear about your week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But now that I think about it, I might be, as George W. Bush said, misremembering.
Misremembering
something. I think he actually might have. I think he might have actually been going up for a layup or something.
Again,
it's a basketball move,
right? Yeah. It's not like it's not an unreasonable movement. So I'm not. That shit was finna happen either way, you know. Not necessarily, but it was just a perfect storm of an unfortunate series of events, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any reason in that situation to use that as the prime example. Yeah, it sucks. And yeah, it, you know, ruined his career, but it wasn't because he wasn't doing something he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
So, and if Brad wants to play, let him play.
All right, well.
It just, to me, it kind of just takes away from the love of the game. And anyway, I'm done.
You're supposed to say rawr.
Like
yeah.
That?
Yeah. Which is for you who are listening to the first time. Is code for Sarah doesn't really want to talk
yes,
about it.
Yes, that's it's code for my temper tantrum, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
It's strong code. So yeah, I mean, that's that.
Yeah. Sarah.
We have more to rant about later concerning the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, we do. Sarah.
Oof, yeah.
Rebecca.
Uh-huh. That's me.
Your week.
Oh, my week. So nothing big in particular happened that mm-hmm. I can recall. But let me tell you this, man. This weather.
It's giving everybody...
life.
Yeah.
Life.
Life or fucking pneumonia?
Both. Here come the allergies. Me and Zyrtec have been best friends. I mean, since last August, but yeah.
Can I make this about me real quick?
Yep.
I want to pull a, anyway, so I'm going you know what happened to me?
What?
So for those of you who know, like, yes, I drive, but I also take the Metro to work because I work in the District of Columbia, AKA Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Take the train into work and I'm walking to, you know, my office, my building, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm rocking the North Face because it's fucking like 33 degrees, right?
Yeah.
I leave the building like six something and it's like 65.
Yep.
So here I am. I got this big ass like North Face on thinking because I'm stuck in the building all day. Don't ask. So I'm stuck in there and I'm like, I'm caked in sweat. I'm like completely
caked in sweat,
I'm completely like pitting and everything, you know, and I'm tired of that. And I'm tired of getting pneumonia. I'm tired of waking up with a stuffy nose, you know.
Well, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Fuck this weather. I need Mother Nature to make up her motherfucking mind.
There was like the April Fool's joke. It was for everyone who thought winter was actually over.
Ha. Yeah.
April Fools. Yeah.
When it's April 2nd and she's still pregnant.
Oh, someone else posted, when it's April 2nd, your son's still gay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So many great, great things happening. Yeah. But yeah, I'm all about this weather, man.
Good.
To play in soccer today felt great.
Yeah. And that's good. See, I'm actually publicly say this so that I can be accountable for what I say. But I do want to get out to see you play at least three or four times this year.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the 18 leagues that you play in.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. 18.
Four. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting when that Thursday night one starts. So I'll be playing Thursday, teaching spin Thursday.
Sit and spin or just?
Nope. Spin class. Oh, okay. Spin cycles. Nope. Don't think about it. Nope. Don't do it. Like nope. We're going to keep it moving. Thursday night and then playing Saturday and then twice on Sundays.
Well, sounds like,
and then crawling into work on Monday.
Yeah. Shit. Lots will you even have time to record anymore?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to hold you accountable too.
Man, he's trying to play me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, can we talk about Ernie?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've gone way over time.
Yeah.
Overtime. Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
So for those of you who don't know, Ernie Grunfeld was released as GM of the Washington Wizards.
Yes.
Now, for most fans, this comes as a breath of fresh air.
Oh my God, the freshest.
Maybe a sign of rebirth, if you will.
Yeah.
Fitting in the month of April with Easter, right?
That's yes.
I'm going with it. Sure.
Yes.
Either way, it's
I see what you
it's mean. Fantastic for us because, and I don't have the stats in front of me or the names in front of me, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if I can freeball this shit. Of all the GMs currently in the league, he was one of five, right?
Mm-hmm.
That had the longest tenure.
What, 16 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So it was him, Pat Riley, Danny Ainge, Ronnie Nelson, and R.C. Buford. So of those five humans, right?
They are human.
They are human.
Pretty sure they are. I'm not sure.
So we'll read this excellent little stat.
Washington Post article.
Correct. So, Grunfeld's peers in terms of tenure, Riley, Buford, Ange, and Nelson, built and rebuilt contenders with their franchises, and each have been to the NBA Finals at least twice. Grunfeld was the only one of that group of long-term executives to never steer his team there. The Wizards never even reached the conference finals under Ernie Grunfeld. Rar.
We came close.
We did.
I'm saying that of the people who are like, yeah, no, but we came close. No, like sports. Okay.
Right. So they also post in this article, the average wins each team had amongst Grunfeld, Ainge, Riley, Nelson, and Buford. So, sorry, we should probably tell them what teams they're with too, huh?
Pat Riley with the Heat.
With the Heat.
Danny Ainge with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Boston.
Donnie Nelson with Dallas. Mm-hmm. And R.C. Buford with San Antonio.
Sperms.
Yep. Of them, of that group, Buford has the highest average of 57.1
mm-hmm.
throughout his tenure. Okay. Donnie Nelson, 46.9. Pat Riley is right underneath at 45.9. Danny Ainge, 45.3. Ernie Grunfeld, 37.9.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. I don't know what franchise you're going to keep somebody around for so long. You know, I think just speaking strictly as a Washington Wizards fan, I think those we have those pockets. You know, obviously we have the big three with the Arenas and yeah. Jameson and Karan, Tough Juice, Butler.
Yeah, man.
You know, so we have that. You know, we have that playoff run, and like, oh yeah, we're good. It's fine.
Yeah, here we go.
And then Arenas, Gilbert Bang Bang Arenas. he does his thing, and then everybody,
Big Shot Gil,
yeah. Who I still think very highly of. I'm
Me
sorry.
Me too.
I mean,
kid's crazy, but as a player.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Shit.
So then then we have the rebuilding. A hot take. I think if we don't get that number one pick, where we picked up John Wall, I think Ronfund would have been gone. Because in that draft, you don't get a player that you can build a franchise around.
Yeah. I think we can safely say, with the whole debacle of the season, even the crazy part is that you could just feel the bad energy from the team. You know what I mean?
Well, this year specifically.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was so palpable. And here's a shocker. Sarah's going to bring up Jason Smith. To even see... Jay just held up the sign of the shocker.
Wichita State, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Ron Baker now.
Yeah. I mean, to even see Jason Smith be pissed off, the guy that normally is supposed to hold it together.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just kind of tell. You could tell the energy was off. And it's frustrating because you hate seeing that. And especially because you're used to a certain product on the court. And it's like.
It just wasn't there. And nothing about it was firing right. It was so frustrating.
Yeah. And the games that you're winning, you're squeaking by against the fucking Cavaliers and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. And also, fuck Ernie Grunfeld for bringing in Yamahimi with that $64 million contract.
First of all, fuck Ernie Grunfeld for bringing anybody in named Jan.
Oh my God. Ian. Ian.
I'm just kidding. I mean,
No, I'm not. Well, look,
who knows what the. Okay. Who knows what this is going to. Mean for, I guess, him and his Mahimi's involvement.
Scott Brooks. You think he still has a job for much longer?
No, but I mean, he's got to go. But
yeah, has to. If we don't clean house as much as we humanly possibly can, it's the definition of insanity.
Of course. Well, clean house. But think about it. I mean, there's obviously certain key players that you got to keep.
Well, yeah. So from what I understand, and shout out to Albert Huerta.
Alberto.
I started following, was it Wizards Nation Instagram?
Oh, they'd be trashing people.
Yeah. Yo, they post a lot of tweets about, inside Wizards information and all that good stuff. And they said as of Tuesday, after they let Ernie go, Leonsis told John and Brad that hey guys, throughout this whole process, we're going to keep you very close to the entire situation, all that stuff. And IMO, in my opinion, because a lot of people have written off John Wall, rightfully so, but I believe he can be salvaged from a mentality standpoint. I believe he can. If you find someone that can get them to buy into what they believe in, it can happen.
That's fair.
Okay, how about maybe not salvage, but not be.
It's not irreparable, is what you're saying.
So, and please note that I keep saying they because I am forever holding on to this hope that we bring Big Shot Becky to DC.
I am
on my
season tickets, everything.
Yes. Legit. I will invest. Okay. If we get Becky Hammond as our head coach, I will be the happiest human on the face of this planet. I will show out.
Show out.
I will be as many games as that is humanly possible. I'll go to Philly. I'll go to Brooklyn.
But you can go to Brooklyn anyway.
You right. That would be our Brooklyn trip.
Oh, I would not hate that at all. I'd always like to check
so
out. But okay, so here's why that I guess keeping Wall and Beal in the loop kind of makes me a little bit nervous.
Uh-huh. Nervioso.
Sí. It's because, I mean, one of the things, I think one of the underlying things that we're kind of seeing now, and especially us, you know, you and I who watch the team, you know, closer than maybe the most, you know.
People.
Not most people, but I'm going to say, you know, most casual fans. Is it like, what are you noticing? Like, what faces are you seeing as the face of the Wizards right now? You're seeing Bradley Beal.
Uh-huh.
Now, you go three seasons ago, I don't want to say here yet. You got John Wall all over the place. It's yeah. John Wall's team. Now,
not I mean, last season, it was Wall's team.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. But I mean, also spent significant time out. He did. Significant time out this year.
Yep.
And so now, I mean, it's almost an informal, an unceremonious passing of the torch.
Yeah.
It's Beal's team now.
I agree with you.
It is Beal's team now. I don't know how that's going to sit with Wall. Because, you know, and even for a couple seasons, we've heard that there's been kind of some kind of bickering. And obviously, I have no insight right. to this. I'm not an insider. But I'm just saying, for anything that we've heard about Wall and Beal not getting along in the past seasons, certainly this season gave us a reason to believe it. Because they were yeah. playing like shit at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you had, you know, the Wizards kind of leaking to the media about some of the shit that's been going on.
Well, I mean, that was a tragic downfall in practice altogether. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, yeah.
When even like Brad looks over at Grunfeld and is like, shit fucking starts with you. He's one called out. He's like, it starts from the top down, man.
Yeah.
And it was Wall or Beal that told Brooks to fuck off. It was one of them.
I think it might have been Beal, but then Beal apparently... No,
Wall. It was Wall, but he apologized.
Yeah, immediately after. No, well, one Beal. Of them cursed at Brooks or something like yeah. that and then immediately apologized. It's like, fuck you, I'm sorry, but I mean it.
Yeah. Fuck you, I really hate you, I'm sorry, but you're going to be my coach, but still, fuck you.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, one, I mean, that should never ever get out to the media, but
no,
two,
no.
I don't know.
But it just...
Scott Brooks has to go, man.
Well, yeah. I think it goes back to saying... You have to find someone to get them to buy into it.
And bring back Eddie Jordan.
Wow.
I'm the biggest Eddie Jordan fan ever. Because
he did so well at Rutgers.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, because he had a lot of pros at Rutgers.
Because he did so well with his marriage on Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay, now you just
I'm just Matt Strauss here.
Putting dirt fucking, all over the man's
name. I'm just throwing that motherfucker under the bus.
So I don't look. Sorry, I don't know about Jordan. That.
I apologize.
But I do know this.
I watched like two episodes. I only watched it because of Juwan Dixon.
Juwan?
Yep.
So here's what I do know. And Philip John Esquire can back me up to this.
Oh, Lord.
But you'll remember, I think it was 01, 02, or back-to-back seasons when the New Jersey Nets went to the NBA Finals.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, when they kept getting swept?
They went to the finals.
By like the Kings.
Right. So you have Byron Scott, who was the former Laker, but who yeah. was the head coach of the team.
Yeah.
But the mastermind of the whole offense was Eddie Jordan. So that's what got Eddie Jordan a job.
Is this
much.
Like the Marvin Lewis defense? Because that did so well with the Bengals. Is that what we're doing?
Marvin Lewis as a head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has a decent record.
In the playoffs?
Well,
exactly.
Okay, shit.
Why do you hire someone to make it to first round of playoffs? Woo!
Playoffs. Anyway, what I'm saying is that he turned the Wizards around instantly, and you have, I mean, you have the infrastructure to be able to do it. You look back then, who was on that team? You got a solid point guard in Arenas. You have Jameson was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
The first season, I don't think Butler was there yet, but I could be wrong.
Mm-mm. He wasn't.
He wasn't. You had. What's his name? Eddie Jordan? No. Deshaun Steve? No. Fuck. What's his name? Larry Hughes.
Oh, wow.
What the
Larry
fuck is wrong
Hughes.
With me? Yeah. He led the league in steals. He had like three steals a game, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I don't get back, you know, too far into it, but I'm just saying it's good. You have that transformative person, and it seems like they bought into it. You had essentially the same roster after Jordan left. You bring in Flip Saunders, and you're excited because, RIP. Everybody's healthy and this and that, and then they shit the bed.
Yep.
Then Arena starts, you know, bringing guns into the locker room and shit. So, anyway, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to talk about history too much, but I just want to say, Grunfeld, I know you just farted. That's cool. Grunfeld, I, you know, certainly wish you the best in your future endeavors.
You do?
Scott Brooks. I don't wish the man ill will.
Man,
shit.
I don't want him to die. Nothing. He'll be all right.
He will be all right. He made his money off of our favorite NBA franchise. So now it's time for us to look into something else.
Bye.
Yeah.
All I have to say is bye, bitch. Bye.
Yeah. So so it appears, unfortunately, that we have gone, unless you plan on going to the Wizards game, which, yeah, there's one more home Wizards game, right?
It's the Celtics, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've gone to my last Wizards game of the season. Yeah. I will remain optimistic. I'm grateful for the season that the Wizards had, just because, you know, I was able to go to London and enjoy seeing them. And you were supposed to be there, but you're like, nah.
I mean, I wasn't traveling overseas to watch Thomas Bryant do anything.
Well, he did win the niggas a game, but yeah.
You're going to give him that credit?
I don't know. That's just from the homie Nate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I will. Nope.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. So Thomas Bryant doesn't need to be part of the team next season.
And we got too many Duke motherfuckers on that shit, too.
Jabari Parker been balling out with his balls out.
Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't looking. I'm just saying.
So.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic. Shit. I have no other choice.
You going to watch the NBA playoffs?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Damn. Chill. Everybody. Chill.
I'm just saying.
You get buck with me for getting loud and you want to talk about some hell yeah.
Okay. I sure enough am. Always do. Can't not.
Is there a particular team that you hope goes?
I mean, always been a Spurs fan.
Yeah. But they didn't clinch, right?
No.
I think that, well, they had to beat the, every game that they play, they have to win.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to watch them do things now without, I mean, they got DeMar.
DeMar.
Yeah. DeMar, I hear it.
The son of
DeMar,
come,
I don't like
the
it.
The son of come out DeMar.
Wow. But yeah. So.
Other than DeMar and LaMarcus Aldridge, name somebody on the team.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying Becky that Hammond. Too, but right. No, I'm saying that to say that.
Yeah, ain't no one on there.
Nobody that we know.
Yeah.
But, and then that speaks to the coaching staff's ability to develop the talent and put the players in the right positions.
Which is why I want Becky Hammond.
Yeah. In the West, too.
Yes, exactly.
And from that whole coaching pedigree, from the whole time Popovich has been there, how many head coaches, successful head coaches, has he produced?
Oh.
A bunch.
Look at you coming out here with the Popovich triv. Shat.
He's also spoken.
He's great.
He's also spoken out in support of, social and human
equality.
Equality topics. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
I love the guy. He's great.
Good dude. So
okay. One thing that we also have to talk about is the unfortunate passing of the beloved Nipsey Hussle. I mean, unless you live underneath a rock, you know that he was shot outside of his store in LA a week ago.
Yeah.
A week ago today.
I don't remember the exact date. I just remember that, you know.
It was either Saturday or Sunday.
Let me ask you. Well, yes. Okay. One of those two. Man, I'm sorry to cut you off. Did you want to continue?
What I was going to say is they do have a suspect in custody.
Yeah.
Who is citing personal issues as to why it happened.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew that the suspect was in custody. I didn't know.
From what I understand. This is just from what I understand.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Did you hear anything about this on the news?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched the news like somewhat. I watch the news every day.
Right.
But maybe in the cycle that I watch it, it's not, I just didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
But I heard most of the information that I know, like on social media.
Right. It's the same. Absolutely. So, me too. Now, guys, we have to be very clear when we say Julie and I, neither one of us were big Nipsey Hussle fans. Not because like we didn't like anything that he did. It's just, I honestly never listened to him.
Right.
And to be very honest, I wasn't very aware of many of the things in which he contributed to society. That's just me. And that's just me being unaware. So I'll take that and I'll own that.
Right. That's very adult of you.
Thanks. But man, this whole week, the reach that I saw he has on people's lives and community and his community and how much he loved his own community was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and
impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, better word, impressive. Like it's always touching to see when an artist or a person of influence has that big of a reach. And I mean, it was cool reading the type of stuff that his art and his contributions to society got people through. Like I remember one of my friends was talking about how she was going through like a bad time or whatever, and one of his albums really spoke to her.
Good.
And again, like, that's without going off on a tangent, like, that's a big reason why I have a hard time completely and 110% writing off Michael Jackson, because his music for me was so much, meant so much. His right. music, his art, what he contributed to my world as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at his life, Nipsey Hussle's life, and he was a father, and what they had, how many kids?
I believe two.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
Well, him and Lauren London. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think too.
But the man was actively involved in his community.
Very much so.
And unfortunately, just like anything else, when an event happens, it brings out the good and very much so the bad in people too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I think you were going to read the post that you sent me earlier.
Yes. So obviously with people... I guess kind of echoing what I was saying earlier about me learning most of what I learned about, you know, Nipsey's departure, we'll call it, on social media. You know, obviously you have people coming, I don't want to say coming out of the woodwork. You know, I can't say what a particular artist meant to somebody.
Right.
But it's like, oh yeah, you know, you see like rest in peace, Nipsey, you know, back and forth, which, you know, to me, it spurs curiosity. So I, you know, look up and see what I can. But I came across this, I don't know. I guess it was an exchange. I guess it was a meme of an exchange or whatever. But now it has this one person saying, all of a sudden, y'all Nipsey fans, Nipsey Hussle fans now, huh? And then there was a response and says, nah, we aren't fans. We are human beings with empathy and mourning the loss of a good man who uplifted his community via music, business, and a large heart.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and, you know, obviously that puts the whole human element into the whole thing.
Right.
It's like... And I've seen that too. I've seen that with other people who died. It's like, oh damn! Now all of a sudden you want to like somebody.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to feel that way?
Right.
Why do you have to? You know, it's like why can't other people experience loss in their own way?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it like I said, it brings out the bad in people too, and it's just rather unfortunate because, like you said, he did a lot for his community.
Right.
He loved his city and. This is obviously, again, going from what I have learned over the past week about everything he did contribute, because, like I said, I wasn't aware. I really wasn't.
Right.
And so it's God, gun violence, again, without going off on another tangent, it's just so sad. It's just so sad to see someone taken away by a senseless act of violence.
Absolutely.
So
no, but everybody needs to be strapped though. So,
but I am glad that, you know, this is being covered by a lot of the major media outlets, news sources, if you will.
Right.
Because again, in this day and age, it's very easy. Like, oh, happened in LA. Meh. Gang violence.
Just another nigga.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye. What's next? And in other news, cats.
Cats. Know? Look at this cat video.
Right.
We'll give you more time.
About the cat video than we do about Nipsey Hussle. So, I mean,
right.
Now, granted, it's not like making moves or anything like that, but it's, or like monumental moves, but hey, it's a step in the right direction. So it's awareness, and they did actually cover the fact that they did have a suspect in custody and not just like, well, now the black guy was shot. That's unfortunate.
Right.
And now the weather, you know, so.
Yeah. I think one of the things that might reinforce that was the fact that, you know, I guess it was kind of catching on like wildfire, the fact that he was such a positive force within his community. And so maybe the major mainstream media, news media outlets feel comfortable kind of putting that on their airwaves. Cause you know, it's like, I don't know, like I don't say Wheezy cause he's way too big, but I don't know. Like, who's that guy? That guy who got shot, XXX Temptation or whatever. You know.
Oh,
about?
Yeah.
You know, like he got shot. I ain't know why I talk about that shit on the news.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously another young person of color taken away.
Right.
It's unfortunate. But, you know, they're not going to talk about that, you know, but this person.
They-
and with something else, too, is when you have people coming together. You have rival yes. gangs coming together yep. and yep. the police coming together to yep. mourn this person's yes. loss, you know? And
that was huge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what she said. So, you know, another thing too is, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched the, a part of, Nipsey's appearance on the Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. Breakfast Club. And, you know, he's dropping knowledge. He's talking about, you know, he talks about the whole, I guess, you know, establishing wealth, you know, investing one in your community, but also investing in like real estate.
Yeah.
And just kind of circulating back to, you know, I don't know. I just think it's really, really important. And one of the things, I guess, to some people who might be listening to this, the elephant in the room is the documentary that he was about to make. And I don't want to talk too much about it because people end up getting killed who talk too much about it.
Yep.
So yeah. The doctor, is it Sebi or CB? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
S-E-B-I is how you yeah. spell it. But there was a documentary that Nipsey was in the process or, you know, in pre-production or whatever of putting together. Just about how, yeah, about how there's a lawsuit, 1985 or trial hearing, whatever it was. And, you know, I apologize for not being so well spoken about this particular part, but about how under his treatment, Dr. CB, we'll call him.
Yep.
His treatment, he cured, what was it? What was it? Is it AIDS? Cancer?
I think it was cancer.
Know. Yeah. No, I think it might have been AIDS. Well, AIDS. Was AIDS invented yet?
Had AIDS been invented yet?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's something that you can look more into for yourself. But you know, interesting stuff, thought provoking stuff, and unfortunately, that's not something that Nipsey Hussle will live to see through. But yeah, so you know, certainly rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to what he meant to the community, and hopefully he'll live on in the things that he stood for will live on within the community. And mm-hmm. yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good talk.
Sorry. I seen that.
Relationship talk.
Ooh, it's yo. Bow, 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 bow. 18 to chill, 21 to spill.
$10 for the niggas, bad bitches getting free. No, I'm saying. Just kidding. Women aren't bitches. Female dogs are.
Well, okay. So, guys, as we usually do, we search or, you know, peruse the social medias for interesting topics that we can discuss here on the show. And we found one that I knew would definitely pique Julian's interest. So, shout out to my girl, Steph. Steph is dope.
Wait, are you talking about my girlfriend?
No. No.
Okay.
So, you hear that, Steph? He's kissing a different Stephanie. Just to let you know.
I ain't never kissed no other Stephanie.
It's like, let me stop.
Look over here. Starting shit. Look at you over here.
So she posted something on her story. Go ahead and read it. There we go. Me.
Ladies, if a free drink is just a free drink, can your man buy a woman a drink on a night out without you?
Oof.
How does a Sarah Rebecca feel about this?
Instinctively?
Yes.
Like, unfortunately, off of a reaction standpoint, not very good.
Okay, not very good.
Do you, like, I would feel some kind of way if I knew my man went out and bought a drink for another woman. I would feel some kind of way. I'm just going to be honest.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What would make it okay? Like, what circumstance would have to happen to where he bought another woman a drink and it was okay?
Well, because, I mean, to be clear, there's nothing really wrong with it to begin with.
So is that the end of the conversation?
I feel like it's more, like we said, a conversation with myself.
Okay.
Like, Sarah, really, you're going to get mad that he bought you a drink, that he bought someone else a drink? Who cares?
I think there's something to care about because that could certainly mean something. But I think the key to a lot of these questions comes down to one word, and that is context.
Yeah. Context. yeah, I mean, agreed. But like, Okay, you say things because you're going with a point. You go for it.
I just really think because I certainly think it's very different where it's like, oh man, like that girl over there is really attractive. I'd like to go up to her and buy her a drink.
Right.
Because there's an implied intention that I'd like to get her.
There you go.
Get to know her, you know, more than something else.
Yeah.
You know, but it's very different to say, hey, like we're in a mixed group. And of mutual friends, and let's say you bring a girl, right?
Okay.
You bring a friend of yours that I haven't met yet, and let's just say like we're kind of in the same field, and then you know we engage in a conversation to where you know there's a lot of similarities, the things that we can both relate to, or maybe even be a resource to each other. Yeah. And you have a conversation. I personally don't see anything wrong being like, hey, well, you know, I'm about to go to the bar. Do you want anything?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I agree with that. Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't even have to be so much the context of like, oh, we're in the same like field. Like I said, for whatever reason, you know, someone else is there and we're all talking and like we're just having a good conversation, and then we're just like, all right, cool. But yeah, I'm about to hit the bar. What do you want?
There you go.
You know, let me buy you a drink, and not like.
Yeah.
Sup, sweet pants. Let me get in them joints.
What's up, sweet snatch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've never said, guys.
What's up, snack?
Just working on some new material.
Snackosaurus Rex.
Oh, there it is. I like that one.
Snackalicious.
I like that one.
You're looking rather snacky over there.
Right.
How about I get you a beverage to go with your snack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Okay. I won't be using any of that, but.
There you go. But if you wanted to, you could, because now it's there.
Might could. Did you copyright that or not?
I did just now.
There it is. All right, cool.
You heard it here first, folks. Like you said, context is huge. When it comes to something like this, but also we need to take a look as to what is really going on inside of you, mm-hmm. as to what makes you feel that way and why this emotion has come up in this situation. It pending that you believe that there is no context and like, oh snap, I know my man saw a girl out and, you know, thinks I'm fine as or thought they were fine as shit, so they wanted to buy him a drink.
Right.
So, going into something else that I saw on social media, shout out to my man, George Empty.
What's up, George? Yeah. Not the dog, but...
The human, yeah. George Empty. He posted on his social media a tweet by someone that says, I feel like in order to be in a healthy relationship, you have to be able to talk about the things that bother you. Big or small, it will make a difference in a big way and could save a lot of unnecessary arguments. You really can't expect what you don't communicate. And I think there's a thin line with that.
Okay.
Because.
Would you like to go ahead and explore that?
Yes. Unpack that, if you will.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Ew. Very, lots of truth in the line. You can't expect what you don't communicate.
Yep.
But I feel like there's also a danger with the word expect. You know, it's almost like saying should. You know, just communicating there.
You mispronounced that word, by the way.
Expect.
Yep.
Communication obviously is key. And if something bothers you, yes, it should be communicated as well too. But I feel like it's a thin line in, oh, you looked at me the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like nitpicking, mm-hmm. I guess is the word I'm trying to use.
Right.
You know, and that's dangerous in itself is the possibility of nitpicking and like, oh, well, that really bothers me. And that really bothers me. It's like, well, goddamn, motherfucker. Like, mm-hmm. shit, do you even like me as a person?
Yeah.
You know, do you even want to be around me?
Do you even know me as a person?
Right. Mm. Which honestly, okay, so like, okay, maybe that brings up that conversation and therefore it saves you guys both some time and, you know, allows you to get out of the situation that you're in because clearly it's not a
addressing it, yes.
Well, you know, too much nitpicking or too much, I guess, quote unquote, complaining. I don't know. You see what I'm trying to say with that?
I do. I absolutely do.
You know, maybe it's like, again, like if you think that much is wrong or quote unquote, that much bothers you, maybe we need to take an even closer look and decide if we should even be doing this.
Well, yeah.
Not necessarily like, oh, well, let's get through it. It's like, well, again, I'm clearly not the person that you want to be with if this much bothers you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think also, you know, another way to address that is saying, okay, like, what about how you feel is my responsibility to change?
Yes.
And what about how you feel is your responsibility to change?
That's huge too, you know?
That's what and, said.
And also addressing that, you know, like dealing with your past demons, et cetera, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Unresolved issues that maybe from who knows where, right? Maybe you don't even know where. But that's also going back to say, like, there also has to be that certain level of trust, you know? And if you think your significant other, you don't possess that trust, and you think everything they do when they go out without you has some sort of malintent or something that's going to hurt you long term, then again, maybe it's time to reevaluate the situation in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I agree. I think a couple of things I do want to address.
Inner situation as well, too.
Right. Of course.
Within.
I think within the word trust, I mean, you know, we use trust in the context. Context is the word today. We use the word trust in a context of I trust you not to do me wrong. I trust you to be faithful to me. You know, I trust you. You're going to, you know, act in the best interest of the relationship that you're in. And but there's also trust in the whole accountability.
Yes.
Trust in the whole dependability.
Yep.
You know, you said you were going to do this, but you didn't do it. And I trusted you to be
to
by your word.
So,
you know what I mean? So the whole integrity piece, I think, is also, it also goes under trust, you know? So you can have trust issues and be completely faithful, you know, be in a faithful relationship.
Yeah.
But if you have like a shitty memory or, I don't know, just, you're just not the most accountable person. And that's, you know, that also buys into it.
Right.
Like
you said, that goes into how much is up to you to fix versus how much is up to you in the partnership to fix/address, you know, like, cause that's one thing too. Like I've been in relationships and, you know, hard to believe. And, you know,
don't say that.
My boyfriend at the time would be like, hey, don't forget to do this. I'm like, all right, cool. Got it. And then on the way home, I'm like, oh fuck.
Right.
110% forgot to do that. And not out of malicious intent. Like I just genuinely forgot about it. And I felt bad for it too. It's like, okay, Sarah, you have to do better. You have to do better. Like we got to find out a way to work within yourself that you can find a way to commit this to memory for whatever reason why I didn't, you know? And like, unfortunately it came back into a situation where it was like we had a very long conversation about it that night. Cause he's like, yo, I understand that you didn't do that like to hurt me, but it did.
Of course. Yeah. Oh,
you know, and that shit sucked. You know, it's like, fuck, like I'm really sorry, but you know, he absolutely should communicate to me. He's like, well, I know you like aren't trying to hurt me, but it did.
That goes into the whole argument. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, you didn't.
That goes into the whole argument of, yeah, but you know, I'm a good person though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes, you are.
Right. I'm not saying you're not a good person, but shit, like that doesn't mean shit. Like what you did, like it hurt. It still hurt.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's tough, you know, like I respect the fact that quote was like, yes, you have to communicate things and you have to be clear as to what are your expectations as well too. But, you know, it can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, as adults getting older, I mean, myself certainly being in my mid-30s and you being in your late 20s.
20s, yep. Yeah.
And we've kind of just tipped on this before in previous episodes, but I definitely believe it's important to be able to address why you feel a certain
way. Yes.
Because there are times that you'll see somebody and you just you might have a feeling about them. You might not know them or whatever. Or maybe a behavior is somebody, you know, that you're hanging around with, you know, it's like, well, why the fuck do you do that? You know,
yeah.
You feel a certain way. And then, you know, you get for some reason triggered and you don't know why. It's your responsibility to explore that, whether you need to seek professional help.
Yep.
Or whether you need to just have a long ass conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
Look, I have, and not in like a, not like in a schizophrenic way or
right,
anything.
Right. No.
Right. And certainly to anybody who's struggling with that.
Shout out to my girl, Cassie, because we used to say that to each other. Like, and I've said it before on the show, I believe it's like, maybe we need to set out time for you to have a conference with yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe we need to set up Google appointment in your Google calendar as to when you need to sit down and have a conference with yourself.
Right. Yeah. You know, but saying that to say, I talk to myself every fucking day. Hell and yeah. I don't mean like, oh, do I want to wear this today? No.
It's like,
how do I feel about this? Why do I feel like this? When's the last time I felt like this?
Yeah.
What did I do? What was going on in my life? You know what
you
I mean?
You stay asking those questions too. Cause like you'll hit me out of left field and I'll say something like, yeah, I kind of feel this way. And you'd be like, huh, when's the last time you felt that like that? I'm like, shit.
Yeah. It's the therapist in me.
Yeah. Anyway. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm my best friend. Nobody knows me better than me. And, this format.
I respect the fuck out of that.
We were kind of talking about this a little bit yesterday, but this whole format kind of gives me a chance, and I believe us a chance, but I can only speak for myself, to let the people know, let the world know, or whoever's listening, you know, me in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Like,
you
know, because ultimately, at the end of the day, we tell people what we want them to know.
Yeah.
You know? And in turn, well, not even really in turn, but also like we teach people how to communicate with us.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, so have that conversation with yourself every day.
Yeah, it's very healthy.
Whether it be an inspirational conversation or an exploratory conversation, you know, and don't put a time limit on it. Shit, yeah. I'll be on the train to work and I just think about shit. I'm like, damn, you know, like.
There are a couple times a day when I hit myself with a. Seriously, Sarah?
Thirstly, Sarah?
Thirstly, Sarah.
Yeah.
Or like otherwise like, okay, all right, Sarah, I can dig that, you know?
Right.
So exactly. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And yeah. So
talk to yourself, friends. It's not bad.
It's not.
That was good.
Yeah. Don't be like egregious about it. So.
Eh.
So anything else as we wrap up as we almost never do?
Pull out game.
Pull out couch. Yeah.
Only thing in my apartment that pulls out is my couch.
Yeah. I'm like the troops in Iraq. I don't pull out.
Man.
I'm just kidding. What a tangent. Okay.
Yes.
Anniversaries.
Yeah.
Anniversaries. We have some things. So what we came across, and I also want to give an informal / formal shout out to the For the Culture podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They posted something on their social media account For the Culture. It's like a soccer. Are you crying?
Yep.
Okay. Sarah's crying.
How much their contributions to the culture. See what I did there?
Yes. Yes. Very nice. They posted it's the anniversary. I think it was the 26th anniversary of the very first MLS game.
Yep.
Between, was it the San Jose Earthquakes. Earthquakes and
DC United.
Yes. A team which we just watched get completely fucking smashed.
It was not a good day.
Yeah.
So. For the black and red.
Yeah. Well. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting. What do you remember about the MLS when it started?
First off, shootouts.
Oh, you mean like the biker gangs and who were just exonerated?
Wow.
Despite having, I think it was either 7 or 9 deaths, you know, so gun violence. Right? Gun violence. And you get off in court. Yeah. We'll just get into that another time.
But yeah. Ahead. Okay. Tangent. No, one of the, obviously is MLS shootouts is like when the game was tied and you start, I think at like 40 yards out. Mm. No, it's not. I think it's 36 yards out.
That's right.
And you go one-on-one with a keep and you have like 10 seconds to do it. And yeah, because I mean, it's like hockey.
Yep.
So I remember doing that. I mean, I remember watching those. They were fucking awesome.
Right.
And when I was in soccer camp, like we used to do that too. It was like we devote like an entire day to like MLS shootouts.
Wow.
And like obviously we'd have a winner from each group go on and play. And then like it got even higher up that like because this is when I was like in my like middle school or high school.
So that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And you'd watch some of their older skilled girls go up against some of like the skilled boys. And it was awesome. And I'm just like, yes, come on. Like, kill him. You know?
Right.
Not like that, but kind of. But yeah, MLS shootouts,
if
man.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. MLS shootouts were awesome.
Yeah.
They were my fave. I mean, and of course, Jaime Moreno, Marco Echeverri, Raul Diaz Arce, Eddie Pope.
Where are the first two from?
Somewhere Without a Beach, I think.
Oh, that's so fucked up. From Bolivia. Quick side note, Sarah.
I knew.
Born in Santiago, Chile.
Yep.
Was wearing a Bolivia national soccer team jersey.
I was for all about 180 seconds. Let's also clarify something really quickly. I have nothing against Bolivia. It's just an ongoing running joke that Stephanie, I love you, baby. See what I just did there?
I absolutely do.
Like, having everything because she's Bolivian, I'm Chilean, and we took their beach. Sorry. Question mark?
That was before your time anyway. Yeah, so
exactly.
You ain't had nothing to do with that.
Nah. But yeah, so.
Well.
You know, a comical rivalry, if you will.
Ain't nothing comical about that shit. They mad.
I mean.
That's okay. Next time I go to Bolivia, you'll come too. And then.
And die.
Well, you run more than I do. So
Oh, no, baby, what's wrong?
Yeah. So,
yes. So that anniversary of DC United, the very first MLS game.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it to be this week. I mean, this current week. But next week, I do believe, is the anniversary of the very first women's professional soccer game as well. It was
with the USWL or something?
USAW, that. I believe. It was the Washington Freedom. Oh, God. I have the ticket at home because I was at that game. It was at RFK and it was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Also, it is the anniversary of the women Maryland basketball team winning their national championship.
That's right. 2006. Wow. So that makes it the 13th anniversary of that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, truth be told, I will say this. You know, it was on. I didn't follow the tournament, I guess, up until that point, and I was surprised to see that Maryland had, you know, made it to the final. No, I don't want to say surprised. It's just pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
It was great to see.
Yeah, and it was just something. It was such a crazy moment.
Yeah.
Where were you? Where you watched when you watched the game?
It was my junior year.
Junior what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was at Salisbury University, and I was sitting in my room at 207 Honeysuckle.
Oh, okay.
Watching it all happen. And I believe my dear friend, Jody Lair, now Boras, was in her room right across the hall from me. And I was sitting there watching. I was like, oh, fuck Duke up. Oh, fuck Duke up.
Yeah.
Fuck him up. This is great. Mm. You know, and Chrissy Tolliver out there just bawling. Shout out to Matt Yates, too, for his cousin, Lauren Harper, out there doing her thing. Like, the clip that you sent me off the break, you hear, Lauren Harper coming up big with 11 points.
So here's the thing about that.
Tell us more.
No, it's just so interesting. Obviously, you know, looking back on it and kind of knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
About that team. One, first of all, that game was crazy as shit.
Yeah. Right?
It
was such a great game.
Well, they were down. And yeah. Then how Tolliver took them into overtime.
Yo, girl was shooting.
It was
so good.
Yeah. And I'll say this, and this is not to just shit on the current product.
Ugh.
But it's definitely, today's team is a far cry from what they were back then.
Absolutely.
And now here's what we have. Here's their starting lineup. First of all, their starting lineup, even then, I knew at the time, being a casual women's basketball fan, knew that their fucking lineup was stacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got Tolliver, Shea Duran, Laura Harper, Crystal Langhorn.
Crystal Langhorn.
Right. And and Marissa Coleman.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing, Shea Duran being the only junior on the team. Then you had two freshmen and two sophomores.
Mm.
Right? So, what the fuck?
Young ass team out here doing big things, man.
Yes.
It was great.
So it was great, yeah.
Well, then also, that also takes into account that the whole, you know, you hear the Maryland men talking about, oh, this is the fourth youngest team in the NCAA tournament. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
Right. Yeah, it's different.
2006 women out here doing the damn thing, man. Yeah.
It is. It's always a pleasure to, you know, to look back on something that makes you kind of proud of being from where you're from.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because you can represent whether you went to Maryland or whether, you know, or whether you're from Maryland. It doesn't matter. That day you look back and you're proud to say, you know what? That's the most beautiful flag in the country.
Hell yeah.
And fight me on that, because find a more beautiful one. You won't.
Also, last week when Duke was playing Michigan State in the Elite Eight, if Coach K had won that game, he would be the only coach in men's basketball history to take a team to the Final Four 13 times.
Oh, wow.
He is currently tied.
John
Coach Wooden.
Yeah.
Which on that day when they were playing Michigan State was the 44th anniversary of his retirement.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
History is a really weird thing.
It's crazy.
Really weird thing. So.
Also, it's 17 years ago since Maryland won the Maryland men's team won their national championship.
Where were you when you watched that game?
I was in North Carolina on a college visit to High Point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know. Wow.
I wasn't even in the state of Maryland, which made me really sad.
Yeah, you should be sad forever.
And here's a shocker. I fell asleep during halftime and my mom was like, yo, wake up. And I was like, oh, my bad. Halftime, nap time, man. It was a late game. I don't know what the hell y'all want from me. I was tired.
So what I'm hearing is that you've always been
9 o'clock.
Always been a
early
sleeper.
Yeah.
You suck.
Well, never mind. any other anniversaries you have to discuss?
No. Just a reminder, first of all, I mean, by the time the people hear this, WrestleMania will have passed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested to hear from you guys. I want some listener participation. What was your favorite part of WrestleMania 35? Which took place at MetLife Stadium, New York/New Jersey. And, you know, I have high expectations. I know we're not a wrestling show and we're not going to get too much into it because our producer's telling us that it's time to get the fuck out.
The entire fuck out.
But I'm really excited about it. And I'm hosting a WrestleMania party. It'll be the official beautiful train wreck WrestleMania party. So we'll see if we can.
One co-host.
Sans, she'll make an appearance. Mm. A quick appearance just to say hi to the people.
I might take a nap.
You're more than welcome. Shit, you've never taken a nap here.
No, I'm taking a nap at home and then getting up and going to go play some soccer.
I would strongly encourage you not to do that.
Okay, well.
clinician informed her of the risks of doing such and explored alternative methods. Treatment methods.
We'll continue to monitor.
Yeah, clinician will continue to monitor. So, with that being said, I guess this is a little bit longer of an episode.
That's okay. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
It's been a pleasure. We always enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, please be sure to check us out on social media. We can be reached and found and discovered even on Instagram at the BTW Podcast.
Yep.
You can look for us on Twitter at @_BTW Podcast or even on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook.com/ The Beautiful Trainwreck. All one word.
And
email us for questions, concerns, comments, feedback. Hate mail, all that stuff.
Yeah.
At thebtwpodcast@gmail.com. We have a lot of ways for you guys to get in contact with us. And it means a lot for us
to hear from you.
To hear from you guys. Yeah. So definitely don't hesitate if you have a question or anything that you want us to talk about. We talk about a lot of things, but your participation is definitely what keeps us going. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
So
Ooh.
Relax. that's us. We gotta
wrap. Wrap it up. We gotta go.
I am Jay.
I'm Sarah.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.